Valentine's Day is on Friday.
Yeah.
And most people are thinking about what they are going to do for that lover.
Who we boinking.
But this story shows, I don't use boinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But this story shows us there are also people deciding what to do for their ex. Because apparently there are a ton of businesses that will deliver all kinds of things to your former romantic partners to show you how you now feel about them. And Tommy, if all of these places are in business, it must mean that folks are spending the money.
You got to really be an ass.
I don't even
think... drop that kind of bank on somebody after the fact.
I don't think ass even like comes close to describing what you might be.
Oh.
We'll get into it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Allow us in the break room to introduce you to the saddest of all Valentine's Day businesses. Story in the DNC this week details what can only be described as, I guess, Valentine's Day revenge shops. Mm-hmm. So first off, there are several zoos that will allow you to spend money to feel better about someone who left you. For example, an animal sanctuary in Oregon will allow you for $75 to feed a jello mold of your ex's heart to a wildcat they have on premises.
Oh. So watch your...
Ooh. That's dark.
This animal maul your lover.
Eat their heart.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Maul them. Well, eat them.
The Minnesota Zoo for $15 will name a cockroach after an ex of yours.
Okay, I've heard of that one.
And then they will feed it to a zoo animal and videotape it for you. Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley Zoo allows you to name a fish after an ex. Then they'll send you a video of your ex's fish being fed to an African penguin.
Right.
Now, it's very weird that you would want to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just for your own satisfaction.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I guess you could send the video to your ex, but that would be kind
of weird.
What
happened to just dead roses?
Why anything? But we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah, I agree.
But here's the thing. Mm. With these things we just named, to Kimmy's point, only you would know about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, but you wouldn't involve anybody else.
Yeah.
Because there's actually another segment of ex-Valentine's Day gifts that can show up right in their door.
Yeah.
Trollcakes.com will send a cake with something terrible written on it to your ex's front step.
All right.
And I am currently looking at one right now that says, "Sorry, you're such a hateful person, Beth." But the cake looks good.
So I knew somebody that got fired that sent one to our old GM. But I think he just had it done at a local bakery.
Yeah, I mean, that would make the most sense.
And had it delivered. And it was pretty heinous.
Sure. Yeah. Again.
But they wrote it. They did it all for you. All professional.
I think most local bakeries will do something like that as long as it's not like a threat or like there's, you know, something really dirty.
Okay, so let's say you're not in the mood for a cake.
Yeah.
A company called Boldface will send one of their rude ribbons to let you know how much you hate them.
A ribbon?
Or think of like when you were a kid, you would get like a ribbon that would like you would pin on your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Like a first place ribbon.
Yep. Things like such a jerk. Number one douchebag, just a few of the options.
That's got to be a headliner.
A company called The Payback for $19.99 will send your ex a dead smelly fish in a box through the mail.
Couldn't you just do that yourself?
I'm surprised that's legal.
We'll get into that in a sec because the most ridiculous one is a website called poopsenders.com.
Oh, no.
And it offers a variety of dumps. They will send to your ex's place in a box.
Well, they do push that one where you can take a dump in a box and have your colon checked.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, it's just like you just put a different label on it.
Oh, you didn't let me finish. This ain't human dump, bro.
Yeah, I think you can pick from different animals.
Elephant, gorilla, combo pack. They got all kinds of dumps.
I wonder what's worse.
Elephant or gorilla dump? It's got to be elephant.
You probably don't get the entire dump.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it'd be like a steamer trunk. I told you, I saw one take a whiz one time and it filled up a 50-gallon drum.
The fact that you keep telling that story leads me to believe you're into some weird stuff.
Bro, it was amazing to see the force of the urine on that animal.
Man, who knows how many radio guys were into that?
Well, we were all watching it, cheering them on.
But you asked if that was legal.
Yes.
Poopsenders.com.
So it's just dumping a box.
But it offers to let you pay in cash so it can't be traced back to you, which tells me these might be walking the line of not legal.
Right. Toxic things can't be set in the mail.
There you go.
All right.
Phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. What kind of psycho does something with this to an ex on Valentine's?
Because it makes you look worse than the person.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And you're also letting that person know, hey, thinking about you.
Thank you.
Whether it's bad or good, like you went so out of your way to do this for somebody that you're no longer with, I would think their first thought is like, you're the psychopath.
I live rent-free in your head.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I mean, if all three of us that never agree on anything at the same time agree on this, how are there people that think this is a good idea?
But they're so blinded because they're pissed, I guess.
The thing I could that would make more sense to me is if this person still thinks you're together and, like, let's say you caught them cheating.
Okay.
Or doing something, and this is, like, your final, like, see ya, I know what you did, goodbye kind of gift.
Parting,
I don't know.
Like a parting shot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, but also, was I dating a 12-year-old? Like, we can't be adults about this?
Well, if you were adults, you'd probably still be together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that at that point, it's like petty versus petty kind of thing.
Okay.
I never got one of these.
Maybe you're not worth the time.
Like, I mean, I've gotten hate. I got hate letter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's it.
No fish?
No fish.
Are you disappointed?
Kind of now, man.
I mean, yeah, you did do pretty cruel things. You know?
I didn't. Well, hold on.
No, I mean, she's not wrong.
I mean, I did not do cruel things.
Well, I mean, people loved you enough to want to be with you, and you were just like, I wasn't really that into her, or like, she thought I was getting married, but I, you know, cheated. Like, it's just, those are cruel things.
Not that cruel. Cruel is like when they torture you and stuff.
No, I mean, let's decide what's
like
cruel.
Al-Qaeda.
Let's decide what's cruel and what's not cruel, right. Because if I'm telling the story wrong, like, jump
cruel,
in.
No cruel. I love this.
Cruel, no cruel. Where are they crueling? You were engaged to a woman in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and you were cheating on her all over the place, right? But that's beside the point. You had a main side chick whose name was Troutmouth because of the way she looked.
Yes.
Your Kentucky fiance was rich and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She loved you very much.
Yeah.
She was under the impression that when you got this job in Rochester in the early 90s, she was moving up there with
you. Yeah, we had wedding plans.
The wedding was planned.
Mm-hmm.
Money was spent.
Deposits in.
You then broke off the engagement.
Mm-hmm. Knowing this whole time you weren't going to get married.
Yep.
Yes.
Without telling her that you cheated on
her. Get to the cruel part.
You then let Troutmouth believe she was going to be moving up to Rochester with you so you could continue to have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
You then broke that off.
Yeah.
How is that not cruelty?
But all of those things.
But the woman I cheated with.
Which one?
On the girl from Kentucky. Here ended up being my second wife.
How'd that go?
Well, we'll get to that. All right.
That is the definition of cruelty. Yeah. Like, from every, like, it's like a Rubik's Cube of cruelty. No matter which way you do it, cruel, 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 cruel. 252 WCMF. We're talking about, I guess, what can only be described as the X Revenge Valentine's Day market. Zoos that will allow you to name animals and then have them fed to other animals. Companies that will send terrible cakes with bad things written on them to your ex's front door.
That's a good one.
A company called The Payback will send an ex a dead smelly fish. Poopsenders.com will send them a variety of animal dumps if you'd like to. You know, we're talking about revenge.
Yeah.
There is another way to look at reaching out to an ex on Valentine's Day?
What's that?
Well, let's say you want to give it another go, Kimmy, with someone that it didn't work with in the past.
Okay, like you're feeling all of a sudden maybe a little lonely. You want to reach out to somebody you had a connection with before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this might be the time of year where that happens.
Is Valentine's Day a good day to rekindle a spark with someone that you regret?
Sure, I mean, I guess it starts the conversation. If they're single and you're single, I mean, you got to expect that there's always a possibility you get shot down. But maybe it's a conversation starter.
Thoughts?
It's kind of lame that you're using Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but if that person is also in the same boat, they may be more likely to
engage. What's up? Yeah, me too. Yeah, just sitting around. Dinner for one.
It makes both of you feel less lonely.
But, I mean, isn't that kind of like psychological warfare?
It's like loser line.
Well, no, loser line.
Call now.
Why would you call that?
Because you're a loser.
It's just a guy yelling loser over the phone.
Like, hello, loser.
It was $2 a minute. No, I mean, Kimmy, like, I think you can make the argument that if you are trying to get back with this person, doing it around Valentine's Day is not an appropriate time because they're going to be all wrapped up and feeling lonely in Valentine's Day, the romance of the season, seeing their friends with people.
Yeah.
Like, the way to see if it's actually going to work would be to do it.
Oh, I'm not saying it's going to work if you do this. This is more just a... Like a here and now kind of thing.
Any
like,
port in a storm?
Yeah, kind of.
And I guess it depends on how you left it. You know what I mean? Because that's a heavy lift, to Kimmy's point, it working your way, like thinking you're going to get back together.
Well,
I mean, the odds are really stacked against you.
I don't know. There are people that break up and get back together.
I'm sure there are, but I'm just saying if you did the percentages, it's got to be tough.
Okay. You're also a man that said 99% of restaurants that open close within the first 6 months.
Bro, where are they? They're all gone.
No food.
No food.
Nobody wants to cook anymore.
They don't.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Brett writes us, "Don't be such a Debbie Downer. If sending stuff like this to an ex makes them feel better, they should be able to have their fun." Okay, but you're feeling better at someone else's expense.
And it makes you look terrible.
Thank you. And like, if someone you know told you their ex sent a dump in a box to them, there is no way you're siding with the person who sent the dump in a box.
I would hope not.
I'll go even further. I don't think I want to ever meet the person who sent the dump in the box.
No.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on now. If I was working with somebody and I knew they were kind of a jerk, right? And I knew that they were thinking about doing this, like sending a dump in a box.
Yeah.
I would definitely encourage them to do it.
Yeah, you just proved my point.
Let's say you liked the person, though, that decided they might send this. You wouldn't try to talk them out. You wouldn't try to talk a buddy out of doing this.
Let's say my wife and I break up. I'm going to send her a dump in a box.
You're not that kind of guy.
How do you know?
Well, Tommy would talk you out of it because he needs your wife still.
Yes.
You're not that kind of dude. But with guys in my past, yes.
Okay. You would talk him into dumping a box.
Bro, there's some guys,
by the time we had the conversation, he'd already sent it.
I love how
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I would tell a friend, please, please do not do that. You're going to look crazy.
Like, I knew people that did things to people, and then they told me about it.
People doing things to people.
Nasty-ass stuff.
Understood.
And we both howl with laughter. And I know that makes me terrible.
Look, I mean, if you're thinking about doing something like
this. You shouldn't do it,
no,
kids.
I mean, just forget the legality of it, which, again, is.
Hold that dump.
Gray area.
Yeah.
You're going to look like such an
idiot.
You
will. You will look terrible.
And it's going to live on forever, and not in, like, a good way. It's not going to be like, hey, remember that time Steve sent a dump in the box? It's going to be like, hey, remember that time Steve sent a dump in the box? That's why he can't come to our wedding.
Well, you don't want that gift.
Let's take a break. Tommy, you are anti.
Everything, really.
Old artists doing concerts.
Yeah, I mean, after a while, sit your ass down.
Okay.
Boney.
Boney? There's a guy named Boney that just came to Jazz Fest.
I know, Boney James. Very good.
Hey, let me tell you how cool I am. I know names, man.
He's very good.
Boney James, good jazz artist. Let's talk music, guys. Check me out. All right. Hey, out there in jazz radio land. Tommy from the North Coast. We all want to walk away on our own terms.
Sure.
Jobs, relationships, life. You want to be the one who says, you know what? Now I'm done. Goodbye.
Take control.
And that's what this legendary band with an even more legendary frontman is doing. But Tommy, I know you.
What's that?
You think stuff like this is sad and pathetic?
Well, that's what it's going to look like.
So for this final goodbye, is it romantic? Or does Tommy believe this is something they shouldn't even think about doing? You hanging out in the break room, Ron? It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF, Black Sabbath, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why.
He looks like his song.
What does that mean?
It's death.
It was announced last week that Ozzy and the band, who will be playing together for the first time in 20 years, are doing a final show in their hometown of Birmingham, England.
Mm.
The final show is scheduled for July 5th. And just a show with Ozzy and Sabbath to say goodbye in their hometown, that would be news enough.
Or you could just stop by and just say goodbye. Bye.
But as a thank you for the road paved by Black Sabbath and Ozzy in the metal and hard rock genres, there will also be sets at this show. You ready for this?
Yeah.
From Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Alice in Chains, Anthrax, Mastodon, featuring Rochester's own Bill Kelleher and Brandon Taylor, amongst others.
All right.
There will be a performance from a super group of rock legends that is far too long to name, but they're all guys that were in big bands that are no longer in big. Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins is in there.
Come on.
Okay. It might be the greatest send-off for a band that was arguably the biggest influence on hard rock and heavy metal music in history, and it gets closed out in their hometown by Ozzy and Sabbath.
But he doesn't have the charisma anymore. He hasn't had the charisma in 20 years. I mean, they made a reality show because he was such a blithering idiot. That was the joke.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
What, has anybody seen him recently?
Okay, I got some news.
I'm honestly,
God,
okay.
What is
we'll
that?
Get to it.
He looked terrible 20 years
we'll
ago.
We'll get to it, but here's the thing. Even during the Osbournes reality show, here we are. He was a blithering idiot walking around the house. But when he got on stage, a switch flipped. I mean, the guy is a performer.
Yeah, but bro.
He's a performer.
He ain't anymore.
All right. So there's one more problem.
Yeah, what? He craps himself?
Ozzy was diagnosed with Parkinson's back in 2019.
So he's got the handshake.
Yeah, he's 76. It's worse than the shakes. In 2023, he had to stop touring. He gave out, we read it here, an emotional message to his fans, said he just couldn't do it anymore. Last week, his wife Sharon did an interview where she said his Parkinson's has progressed so much, he is now struggling to walk.
So he can't stand, probably.
Probably not.
I'm guessing he has to sit to perform.
We will see, but that hasn't stopped you from going to see people. B.B. King.
Yeah, but it was kind of disappointing.
Also, did Aretha Franklin sit when you went and saw her?
She couldn't get out of the car.
Okay.
And Johnny Winter, same thing.
Okay.
You know, I just say, like, it really, I mean, well, if he's got Parkinson's, that has to affect your voice.
No, Sharon says, because of the rest, his singing voice is stronger than it's ever been. This is his wife. Now, granted, she's also his manager trying to sell tickets, so take that with a grain of salt.
But do you want to see somebody that almost on their deathbed?
I mean,
the guy's ill.
You're seeing him, though, for the potential last time.
It's going to be the last time.
they're going to load him into a cannon to shoot him into the
I mean, you got to figure.
That would be a very Aussie goodbye.
I would go see that.
You got to figure with all those people joining him, like, they're going to be on stage. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be all him. Like, I would think that it's almost kind of going to be like a
He could die on stage. Seriously.
But that would also be a fitting way to end that band.
All right.
To end Aussie. I mean, look. I don't want to put words in Ozzy's mouth, but I'm guessing if the devil woke him up that morning and said, we're going to take you on stage, but all right, let's do it! All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With what we just described happening in Birmingham in July.
Yeah.
Is this something that Ozzy and the boys should avoid doing because how it's going to look when the performance start? Or did they do enough in their lives and their career to decide, this is how we're going out, health, age, be damned?
I think this is the future of music. I think as these bands age, they're just going to keep going. I mean, look at some of the acts that are coming here. We got guys in their 90s.
Yeah. I mean, you got Dylan coming. Yeah.
He's in his mid-80s.
Yeah.
No, the Stones are 80. You know, McCartney. I mean, how late do you want to watch some guy in life perform?
Kimmy, you went to go see McCartney. You said it was a great show.
I did, and I think that the way that they do it, and they'll probably do it as these guys continue to age, like, there's so much around it. Like, he comes out and he performs, but, like, there's, you know, people will go off on, like, solos and like, he'll have, like, little breaks here and there, but you still stay entertained and engaged
with the show
while it's happening. So I think that they'll find ways to work around it. So, like, they may not be giving you, like, that full, you know, couple hours of a show, but you'll get them in between a lot of entertainment.
And I want to point out, I get you, because I saw Billy Joel, and it was, I mean, his show was amazing,
like,
but you're right.
Other people will come out and do stuff for a little while, and
But here's the thing. What you are describing, you're right, it's a reality of touring if you want to see bands that were the most influential in rock history.
Yeah.
This is not that, though. It's not a tour. It's a goodbye.
Yeah,
it's
I understand.
It. One show, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done. I mean... This isn't like a situation with Motley Crue a couple years ago where they went back on tour and fans were shocked to see Vince Neil 100 pounds overweight with breathing problems, pastrami hanging out of his mouth, right? Like, you know, walking in that Ozzy is 76, that he's got Parkinson's. And, like, here's the thing. They deserve this. The influence they've had. Ozzy has always gone balls to the walls with his shows and his album.
Do you want to see somebody with advanced Parkinson's on stage? I just saw something. It was Coldplay. Brought, not that he's a musician, but they brought him out, and it was Michael J. Fox on stage.
Oh, yeah, because he plays the guitar.
Yeah, and it was sad and uncomfortable to watch.
For you?
For anybody.
But if Michael J. Fox gets up there and feels like he's doing it.
I don't want to see that.
So you don't have to watch.
Do it at your house. Don't you have a nice backyard you can annoy your family with your shaky guitar solo?
Bro.
It just made me feel sad for the guy. Like, didn't you get enough attention when you were in shape?
But wait a minute. Here's the thing. Like, why do you get to dictate what he feels comfortable doing? It's what you're doing right now.
I don't see the entertainment value in watching somebody
you're talking about
physically
Ooh.
Suffer. You're right. But you're physically suffering.
I don't know if he's suffering, though.
Bro, Parkinson's and you can't stand up?
Well, no, he does Parkinson's with Ozzy.
You shake.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, any
debilitating.
Yeah, debilitating.
You check your mouth for something.
Checked it last night.
Yeah?
Parkinson's on your mama. Oh, I was shaking all night. Is that Michael J. Fox
up.
Out there?
Shut up! Shut up! Why does my mom sound like Johnny Lee Hooker all of a sudden? Look, man, I look at this story where Ozzy.
You see the positive I see today.
Well, look, I mean, you have Ozzy grabbing Father Time by the ears and telling him, "I'm going to tell you when I'm done," and I respect that.
Father Time's kicking your ass.
Okay,
man.
But he's got one last in him. Right. He's got one last. Look, I love the fact that they're going back to their hometown. I mean, these are working class guys.
Oh, yeah.
These are working class guys. Hell, the guitarist, Tony Iommi, lost a finger.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
Shaking hands with Ozzy? I thought he just bit off the bird heads.
Got that?
So wait, he was working and he cut his
finger? Yeah, he's missing this finger, the tip of his finger. That's why the music was so unique. He had to learn how to play it. Anyway, the point I'm making
is... He's not very good at that job.
Thank God he found the guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, you're getting older.
Yes.
Right? And I know that you have fears of what your body is going to do to you that you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a big fear for anybody over the age of 35 is you start to see your family age and the people that you're working with age is, when am I going to be forced to be done?
Yeah.
And these guys in this situation are saying, you're not going to force anything on me. I'm going to tell you when I'm done. And I love that.
Right.
I love that.
Okay. You may not want to watch it. I know it all sounds romantic, but, you know, also, he's going to look old. That's the other thing.
Yes.
Like, besides being sick, these guys look ancient. Like, when I see pictures of, like, Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And they look like they're dead grandmothers.
Okay.
Like, it kind of ruins it.
252 WCMF. It was announced last week that Ozzy and Black Sabbath will be getting together for the first time in 20 years to perform a show in their hometown of Birmingham, England. It's their final show ever. And it's not just Ozzy and Sabbath as a tribute.
I mean, it's a festival, really.
Yes, it really is. As a tribute to the band for all they've done for hard rock and metal music, Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Alice in Chains, Anthrax, Mastodon, among others, plus a super group of rock legends that don't currently have a group right now will all be performing as a thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last show they're going to do, but Ozzy, he's 76. He had to stop touring because of his Parkinson's. His wife says he is now at a point where it's hard for him to walk, but she says his voice sounds great. I see this as, I'll tell you when I'm done, F you. Tommy sees it as sad and pathetic.
Yes.
252 WCMF, let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bobo, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
So last time Ozzy performed, he looked like a human skeleton, and they wheeled him out on stage in a wheelchair, and then they had to lift him up and kind of sit him on a throne.
Okay, you realize you're describing what I work with every single day?
Kimmy doesn't sit on a throne.
I do, and that's why I'm not sure if I can agree with Tommy or agree with you.
All right, so Bobo, are you a Sabbath fan? Are you an Ozzy fan?
Not hugely, but a little bit.
All right, so let me ask you, as a guy who hears both passionate arguments, one from man who is dick, one from man who is only sometimes a dick, do you appreciate this for what they are doing, or do you think this is a sad situation?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's very sad what they're doing with Ozzy, but it sounds like a hell of a show.
No, but to Pat's point, nobody's doing it to Ozzy. Ozzy's doing it.
Yeah, he wants to do it.
It isn't like he's forced.
I'm not sure he has the mental capacity to make up his mind on that one anymore.
Oh.
No, so he did just, they gave him the city of Birmingham. I guess it's a big celebration. They gave them like the greatest.
Is that like a really rundown place?
Yeah, it's like a steel mill town.
All right. Bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if it's bad, but it's working class. They gave the band like the highest civilian honor they could give them. And
what was that, coal?
He seemed.
Hey, you lot of coal. Somebody handed it. Oh, he dropped it. He dropped the coal. It's all over his pants now.
Bob, I saw a couple of clips and he looked pretty lucid, but then again, they could have cut that up to make it look like he. Right. I don't know, Bob.
He could be drugged up.
Probably about 5 days worth of footage condensed down to about 5 minutes of a video.
That just seems cruel keeping him outside for 5 days, Bob.
Well, you know, you got to put the elderly out sometimes.
Bob, thanks for the call.
I saw what you did to Tommy there. So,
hey, Bob, how old are you, buddy?
46.
Okay.
You're a kid.
No, a kid. He's sliding down that elderly slide pretty fast there, Bobo. Death is always at your back. But thanks for the call.
Have a good day, guys.
There goes Bob. Go Bills. I'm sorry. I cut off the Go Bills. Go Bills. So, by the way, it is a charity concert.
Yeah, the charity's on stage.
Did they say what it's
I hope
towards?
It's Parkinson's.
That's what I wonder.
No, it's diabetes.
I don't know. Though. They didn't.
Well,
it could also be something
like
for the city
the
of Birmingham. Yeah. I don't know.
Because it's so busted.
I don't know. But I guess
they just hand out coal to the celebrity.
They make them stand outside for 5 days to get it.
There's nobody that you love enough where you would just want to be in the same room as them.
I think it would ruin it. Like, I saw Don Rickles late in life.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Turning Stone. And I wish I hadn't gone.
Really? So, like, you regret it?
I saw him before when he was younger, and he had it, and it was just it looked like somebody was just doing it for a paycheck.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I get it. I get it. You are taking a risk and spending the money to go do
this. I mean, the guy was trying, but I was looking at an 80-year-old guy doing jokes about Italians carrying ice upstairs.
But don't you guys still do that?
No.
No?
No.
We got ice machines and everything, man.
We got replaced, God damn it.
We're winning Super Bowls, and we got ice machines. Way to go, Italy. No, I don't know, man. Look, you're right.
Mm.
There is a chance that in buying a ticket to the show, if you are there to see Ozzy and Sabbath walk out for the last time, you are going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But I also think that, you know, we have this argument all the time when these legends come to town that are over the hill.
Yeah, they're
and then
up there.
Through the woods mm-hmm. and then inside grandmother's house. That sometimes it's not about the music or the performance. Sometimes it's just about sharing a building with a legend.
Yeah, you're seeing a piece of history.
Exactly. Like that guy, Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, mm-hmm. Billy Joel, I'm in the same room with
him. Yeah.
And maybe that's enough for the people of Birmingham. I mean, these are, you know, hometown kids done good.
I mean, look,
the
I'm sure with a lineup like that, it's going to be insane. It's going to be packed. How could it not?
I mean, I do find it, I think the most romantic part about all this, I love the fact that Ozzy and Sabbath are saying, F you, Father Time. Mm-hmm. We're going out on our own terms. But the support that Ozzy and Sabbath have from these monsters of the genre that they help create, like they are flying across an ocean to play a show at a working class small city to pay their respects to you.
Yeah.
This ain't the O2 Arena. This ain't Pasadena at the
Rose Bowl,
right? They're going to do a festival in a small soccer stadium where they grew up, and Metallica and Pantera and all of these bands. They're going to go do it for
it's a beautiful thing.
It is. I'm getting chills thinking about it.
You should go.
I mean, I'm not going to go to Birmingham for one concert. Look, I don't want to get anybody in trouble when they shouldn't be in trouble.
Okay.
And maybe this just is how the law is and we assume something differently.
All right, whatever.
But, I mean, I kind of thought when you did this, even if it was an accident, there was a little more of a charge.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Saturday evening.
Mm.
A car drove into a house.
Okay, it happens occasionally.
Happened near the area of Mary Minstry, and Anderson Avenue in the city of Rochester. So when police got to the scene around 4 o'clock, the car was gone.
Wait, it left?
Yes, it had left with a ding in the house. Apparently.
So it kind of grazed the house?
I don't have details on what happened.
It said that nobody was home at the time?
Yes.
We don't know.
So it didn't impale into the house.
Yeah.
All right.
How
side
it was
swipe.
I don't think it can impale into. I think that's redundant. Impaling would already imply that it has been into.
I have to impale your face.
You want to impale into my face?
Yeah.
Stupid. What you were saying, I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't enough where the car was stuck, put it that
so
way.
So it could still run.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, as evidenced by the car wasn't there.
Yeah.
So that's a hit and run.
Yes, it is. So here's the thing.
Right.
Police did locate the car just a little while later.
Just follow the parts.
And the woman was with the car when they found it.
Yeah, that's what I was confused by.
So she came clean to police, said the whole thing was an accident. She had misjudged a turn coming out of a parking lot.
All right, and she clipped the house.
Yeah, quick question. One, how badly do you have to misjudge a turn to hit a house?
It's pretty good.
Because I'm looking at a picture, and it looks like the house isn't like on the street. Like there's a small yard between the
like
house.
A city yard.
Drove up a little bit.
All right.
But like, how fast where you turn it out of
turn.
Seriously.
Because you'd have to hit the curb and other things before you hit the house, usually,
there's
right?
There's snow. There's a sidewalk. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you're going to feel it.
Okay. Now, I will say, authorities said in the story there were no drugs or alcohol involved. So
clean
nothing
thinking.
There. When it was all said and done, the woman was banged for leaving the scene of an accident, which you brought up, and also driving without insurance, which you've done.
I have done that.
So the insurance thing, that's a biggie. But if she had insurance, the only charge she would have is leaving the scene of an accident.
I mean, she wouldn't have left if she had insurance, like you said.
Great point. All right. The only charge I face for accidentally hitting a house, if I stay there, is nothing?
Well, I mean, yeah, you think you'd get reckless driving.
At minimum, right? I mean, look, I don't want to see anyone get punished for an accident.
Well,
but I would think once car and house meet.
Even if it's an accident, it's still reckless.
Could you argue? Because it was Saturday night.
Saturday afternoon. It was still light. It was 4 o'clock.
Okay, I was going to say. Pretty bright, I mean, it was those streets were a little icy, you know, some of the side streets.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
I would think that, you know, you could argue it was a legitimate
accident.
That's a
hell of a slide, man.
I don't know. You're going fast enough.
Okay, that's also a valid point. I don't know. Like, I guess I just assumed.
There'd be some charge.
Yeah, not that people are going to intentionally be driving into houses finding out that you're not going to get in trouble if you stand near the car.
Because if I just accidentally hit anything with my car, I figure I got a problem here with the cops.
Oh, apparently not. I mean, as long as you fill out the accident report and don't go anywhere. I mean, if it's an accident, it's an accident. Yeah. I mean, you can be at fault for the accident, but it's not a charge.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes there are other charges that will follow, but not necessarily.
All right.
Man, we're pretty loose in the ass with our driving laws,
I guess so.
A little bit.
The interesting thing to me is who called.
Probably a neighbor.
One of the neighbors?
Could have been a neighbor. You'd hear it.
I guess.
You wouldn't believe.
Just based on how quickly they located this woman and her car, I for some reason was like, did she call later thinking, because did she also need medical attention too?
So it says here in the story on News 8, the woman, who was 29, by the way, was hospitalized and evaluated for what was described as minor injuries.
That's why I was like, maybe she like realized, like she got out of there and then realized like maybe I need some help, so she called. I don't know.
It says she was found later, okay. so I don't get the impression that she called. I would have to think Tommy's right. It's got to be a neighbor or someone walking down the street.
Sure.
Hello, somebody just hit a house.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd see it.
Would you call the cops if somebody hit a house?
Yeah, I think I'd have to.
Oh, so you're a narc.
Oh, big time. House narc.
You're Mr. I don't call the cops for nothing.
No, but if I saw like a car careen into my neighbor's house, I'd have to call.
Okay.
You know how I am about home ownership.
It's just weird.
I think it's serious.
You could see someone get punched in the face, like physically assaulted, and not call the cops. You could see a house get clipped by a car
and
you're calling
immediately. Didn't see a thing. That would be the easier one to ignore if you wanted to.
Yeah,
but the poor house didn't do anything. I just heard a weird noise.
The poor house is poor innocent home.
Standing there.
Sitting there. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this 29-year-old woman. She hit a house with her car on Saturday around 4 o'clock. She left the scene of the accident. When police found her in the car, she said that she had misjudged a turn out of a parking lot and hit the house. She was charged with leaving the scene of an accident, driving without insurance. The insurance is her fault.
Yeah.
As is leaving the scene of an accident. But it kind of seems like if she had just stayed put, there wouldn't be any charges.
You remember I told you I hit a house, the house I rented, and when I first moved here.
Yeah.
The only in the break room can you start a sentence casually with, remember when I told you I hit a house?
I hit my own house.
I hit a house I was renting.
Okay.
I first moved here, and I didn't say nothing, man. Like, I just pulled into the parking lot and hoped, like, because there was, like, four other people that, you know, parked there, so I figured, you know, safety in numbers.
Well,
I didn't say nothing.
Safety and what do you could have done damage to the foundation of the house.
I didn't hit it like that.
How do you know?
No, bro, I was pulling in slow.
Okay.
But I did hit it.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
If cameras existed the way they do now when you were 20, 30, 40 years
here.
Old. No, like the amount of times he'd have lost his job.
I know.
Yeah.
Unpopular radio personality hits house, leaves scene.
But, you know, I had been drinking and stuff, so I didn't want to say nothing. You
did
know?
You do damage to your car? Like, was your car in
not
need
enough.
Of repair?
No. It was a junk car. It was that Geo Metro I moved to. The thing had like 180,000 miles on a 3-cylinder car.
No, Geo Metro. He could actually park it in the basement through the storm window.
You could. Guys used to pick that car up as a joke when I would do appearances and turn it sideways in the parking lot. I'm not kidding you.
Well, no, they would only do it to get him out of the parking lot. They pointed it towards the exit. Your appearance is now over. All right, let's take a break.
All right.